السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أكمن لغا الله أنو موسى أنسحاو يؤاتون into Radio Islam International Medium Wave 1548 with me, your host, Hajira Muzobe. A special welcome to those listening to us via free-to-air satellite and on DSTV Audio Bouquet Channel 826. Welcome to this week's edition of The Reminder Show, our journey to a better spiritual life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and remind, for indeed the reminder benefits the believer. Just a reminder on renewing our intentions for this Ramadan. Let us all take time to renew our intentions. Let it be for the pleasure of Allah only. And whatever we do, whatever ibadah we do, let it be for His pleasure only. Now on our lineup for today, inshallah, we will talk about the first 10 days of Ramadan that are known as the days of mercy, and how we can find gratitude in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my guest for today, Apa Farhana Hadurani, will join me later on to give us more insight on the virtues of these days, inshallah. And also, I will be introducing my new segment for the month of Ramadan, the segment which is called I Am Grateful For. And this is in connection with our theme here at Radio Islam, which is an attitude of gratitude. Now, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Rabbi zidni 'ilma warzuqni fahma. Rabbi yassir wa la tu'assir wa tammim bil khair wa bi وَبِكَنَسْتَعِينَ يَا فَتَّاهُ يَا فَتَّاهُ يَا عَلِيمٌ. Now, dear listeners, alhamdulillah, we thank Allah for giving us the opportunity to witness this blessed month again. Abaning bed to dear listeners, many of us, there are so many of us who are taken in this month. There were so many people that were planning and doing all this plans that they were going to be in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this year, but we're not given the opportunity to do so. So it is very important that we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should make shukr for granting us this opportunity, as well as make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may He let us witness many more Ramadans to come, as well as let us stay and witness the whole of Ramadan, inshallah. Now, dear listeners, as we know, the month of Ramadan is broken up into three parts, comprising of 10 days. And this is also found in a hadith where the Prophet ﷺ has said something to the effect that Ramadan is the month whose beginning is mercy, its middle forgiveness, and its end emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. Subhanallah, how beautiful it is that not only do we revive our spiritual lives in Ramadan, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put so much blessings in the month of Ramadan, along with the many blessings that we have, and one of those being the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the first 10 days. And dear listeners, who can tell me that they are not in need of Allah's mercy? Who can tell me that they can do without the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? None of us can actually say that, because there are so many things that we do that require the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zininga, bizinte sizenzai. There are so many trials and tests we go through that require Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy on us. There are so many things, dear listeners, so many things. And subhanallah, Ramadan is such a blessing that comes with this ni'mah, the ni'mah of the mercy of the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, amongst all the other things that we receive during the month of Ramadan. And today, in connection to our Ramadan theme of developing an attitude of gratitude, we are going to look at ways on how we can use these days to show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the mercy that He has given upon us, as well as how we can draw the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. Now, balalayli, subhanallah, just see how beautiful this month is. That we receive the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while fasting itself is a mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear listeners, we are already in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we see this in many things in our lives. We are able to make more ibadah. Even though we stay away from food and all that, we do not get sick, and we do not get sick due to it, but rather it is a natural detox for our bodies, and not only for our bodies, but for our souls as well. And I'm sure you might be sitting there right now and thinking, okay, how is it a detox for your body? Dear listeners, we detox from sin, and this we detox from all the sins. How many of us, we've committed so many sins during the other months? How many of us have been backbiting and so on? And when you see in the month of Ramadan what happens, we stay away from those things. We stay away from backbiting. We stay away from visiting places we're not supposed to visit. We stay away from idle talk, wasting time, and so on. All these are the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all these are a form of us detoxing. So this is also a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And another mercy that we can look at, that we can make shukr for, is that of iftar and sehri. We don't completely deprive ourselves of food during the month of Ramadan, but rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the mercy of consuming food during the time of sehri and also in iftar. And there's one small incident that I will relate, where last week, just when we just began the month of Ramadan, one of my students had come to class without fasting. So where I teach basically is an informal settlement. So many children come from homes where maybe there is one parent who is a Muslim, or that maybe their child is only the only Muslim in that family. So one of my students, who happens to be from a family that's non-Muslim and she's the only Muslim, came to class and started asking about Ramadan, because she had forgotten that we started fasting. So she forgot the day before that we already we're supposed to fast the next day. And what happened was, now she started asking and looking for more information on fasting, how should she fast. And she asked the question of, how many days are we going to fast for? So I answered and replied, okay, no, we're going to fast for about 29, 30 days, depending on the sighting of the moon. SubhanAllah, this child, her face, the way it went, she just sat there and she was like, so I'm not going to eat for 30 days. To her, it was like, I'm going to stop eating. From now, I'm going to fast consecutive. She thought that we are doing a dry fast or something. And you could see that shame. She's already feeling, okay, I cannot do this. So to her, it was like that. And then I had to explain to her what happens. How do we fast? The whole process. I had to write it on a board, explain to her that, no, we do not actually stay completely away from food, but rather we stay away from food for a few hours or so. So I had to write a timeline showing her when to start eating, when to stop eating, and when she can start eating again, till when, and so on, what the time and so on. And you could see on her face, after I have explained that, the gratitude on her face and the pure relief on her face was that, oh, subhanAllah, I can eat. At least I'm not staying away. To her, she just felt, oh, ya Allah, now this is going to be so difficult. I'll stay away from food for like 30 days and I won't survive. So now this is also a mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanAllah, that iftar that we eat and that sehri, and many of us forget this, that this is actually one of the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we do not completely deprive ourselves from food, but rather we stay away from it to remind ourselves, to teach ourselves, to sympathize with those who do not have, and so on. So this is also one of the greatest blessings that we should make shukr for, one of the greatest mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us, that, we are not like other religions, for instance, that maybe will exert themselves to such extent, maybe it could harm them. So Islam is not all about harming ourselves, but rather the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us that, we love in such a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always showing mercy to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not making us that, is not causing us to show, is not testing us in such a way we are difficult upon ourselves, but rather that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us mercy in many things, even in our ibadah. It's not that we must do things to overburden ourselves, but rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do things that are constant, that are for His pleasure only, and also things that are done in moderate. That the most best actions are those which are done in moderate but constant, right? And now, subhanAllah, dear listeners, just see how beautiful this month is, that we receive the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while we are fasting, and fasting itself is also a mercy on its own. We already see the mercy of Allah through many things. And dear listeners, there are so many blessings of Allah and so many blessings of mercy that we need to be grateful for. There are many things that we have. And Allah, and just imagine, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, if you are grateful to me, I shall increase for you. And now imagine, if we show gratitude for that mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown upon us, just imagine how much of mercy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show us. How much of mercy will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show us just by us showing mercy for that small, showing gratitude for this small act of mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us. And there's a beautiful thing, there's a hadith even says this, that you know what, in our whole surroundings, in our world, there's so much mercy. There's a hadith, something to this effect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 100 parts of mercy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only sent one part of that mercy in this whole world. And you can already feel that mercy within us. You see that a mother who will raise a child, what would happen would be that whenever the child does a mistake or something, what happens is the mother forgives that child. And even you will see, even when you go to the wild and you see the animals, you see the wildest of animals will show care to the young. All those, this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This comes from that 1% that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent to his creation in this universe. That is just 1%, dear listeners. Subhanallah, just imagine that is just 1%. And now imagine, and the other 99% is kept for when? For the day of Qiyamah. Now just imagine on the day of Qiyamah how much mercy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show us. And we only speaking about the mercy in Ramadan. Just imagine the mercy that Allah has been showing us throughout the years, our lives, how many mistakes we have made. And you can feel that mercy. You know what? Whenever we are doing wrong, there are so many people that are doing wrong. There are so many things that we are doing that we are not supposed to be doing. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not take us to task for that immediately. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us opportunities to seek forgiveness from Him. And all these things are as a result of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We still get food. No one can say that, you know what, they do not get food or they do not get fed. You can even see the birds when they go out. This is the mercy of Allah. When they go out, when they come back, their bellies are filled. This is the same way. Allah does not deprive us of His love and His mercy. And that is just from that 1% that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And on the day of Qiyamah, there is 99%. So we should not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should be grateful for the mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in this world as well. And now we will look at some of the ways that we can show gratitude in order to draw more of Allah's mercy. Like I said, Allah says, if you are grateful to me, I shall increase for you. Now let us look at ways and how we can get, how we can draw mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one, we can never count Allah's blessings. There are so many things that we are given, so many opportunities we are given, so many things that we go through, so many hidden blessings that we have, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us through His mercy. So we should be grateful for everything. We should be grateful for the, you know, the wealth that we possess, the health, the status, the intellectual abilities that we have, our minds, subhanAllah, these are a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine if we didn't have, you know, any intellectual capability. Imagine if we didn't have any mind to think about, you know, what we will do next, if we couldn't gauge, what we didn't have any sense. Imagine that. Now, this is the mercy of Allah when He gave us the ability to think. Allah Ta'ala gave us so many things, so many blessings that we cannot even count them. There are so many things in our homes. Some of the blessings that we have, we sometimes think that they are bad things. But this is actually, in fact, they are a blessing to us. They are a mercy to us in such a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses it to benefit us. Now, this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He gives us so many things. He gives us so many things. So we should be grateful for it as well. The second way that we can show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy is to seek protection from the worms and ways of shaitan. One of the ways shaitan takes us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is by making us ungrateful. He makes us feel like, you know, we have less to be thankful for. Even the mercy of Allah sometimes makes us think that, you know what, we are not deserving of it. And remember, dear listeners, shaitan even took an oath to mislead us. He took an oath that he will mislead us in every way possible. It is said that he said, I will certainly come to them from behind them and from in front of them, from the right side and from the left side, and you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shall not find most of them grateful. Imagine, shaitan took an oath to make us ungrateful. And now you can see this example. When we are having bad days, what happens? We're having, you know, difficult times. We're going through tests. What happens is that you'll find that a person will forget all the other things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done for them. How all the things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done through His mercy for them. What will happen is a person will say, yeah, Allah is not showing mercy to me. Allah is doing this to me. Why me? Or why that? Or all this, you start questioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's what happens. You start becoming ungrateful for the little things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to make for us. Not even the little things, but so much things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been doing for us through His mercy. We forget all about those and we start being ungrateful. And this is, dear listeners, the plot and the ploy of shaitan. So whenever you find yourself that you are seeing that you are having this thoughts, or you are being, you find yourself that you are in the grasp or are becoming captured by the whims of shaitan, rather than seek for istighfar, make istighfar, and also seek protection from that. There are many du'as that we can recite. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. There are so many things. Even the Quran tells us, you know what, when we are about to begin, we should always seek protection from shaitan. So that we do not get trapped in his ploys and plots. The third thing that we can do is, during these days of mercy, these first 10 days of Ramadan, ask Allah for His mercy. Don't stop asking. Don't think, okay, now we are in the 10 days, Allah is showing us mercy, so we do not have to ask. Always ask for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and show gratitude, and not only by saying Alhamdulillah, but through our actions. Read 2 rakah salatu shukr. Give out more of anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you through His mercy. And this is a sign of a person who's been grateful. Is one that whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him something, him or her something, what happens? The person shows gratitude by sharing it with others. How many of us want to share our blessings or whatever mercy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our family? So try to give more. This is another way of showing gratitude for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fourth thing that we can do is look for incidents where you found Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be merciful towards you. There are so many incidents. And this is not, you're not saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not merciful to you all the time, but you are looking for these incidents so that, you know what, you can reflect on it. We are able to recognize the more times that we didn't realize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessing us. There are times that we didn't realize, no, like I said, that we are going through tests sometimes. And we don't realize in actual fact that is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is having mercy on us. So look for those instances. There are many things that you didn't even take note that these are a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at those and make shukr for it as well. And you will realize there are so many things Allah has been merciful to us for with. And the next one, the fifth way that we can show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to use this time to make istighfar and hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take advantage of these days, especially these 10 days. Okay, now it's about, the seventh fast. So what happens? This last few days that are left, take time, sit down, make istighfar, ask for the mercy of Allah, and make a lot of istighfar, ask Allah to forgive you. There are so many shortcomings that we do that we do not realize that we are doing them. So this is the time to sit down and take advantage of those that moment and seek protection from Allah, from all this thing, and make istighfar and increase on the istighfar and make dua also for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, dear listeners, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us Himself, do not lose hope in my mercy. Do not feel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive you. Do not feel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not show you mercy. That, you know what, I have sinned so many times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not bless me. Do not feel that, you know what, I was good to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him more, but rather have hope in this mercy, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you more of this mercy. Now, these are just a few things that we can do, dear listeners, but there are many ways that we can show gratitude towards the mercy of Allah, to show gratitude for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this journey, there are so many things that we can find within ourselves, within our journey, that we can be grateful for. As a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we can be grateful for. And remember, this is a way of us, when we are making dua, when we are showing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we are grateful for it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase it for us. We go for a quick ad break, inshallah, and when we come back, I will have my guest on Stay tuned.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. You are tuned into Radio Islam International Medium Wave 1548, and this is the Reminder Show with me, your host, Hajra Muzobe. We are speaking about the first 10 days of Ramadan, finding the gratitude in the mercy of Allah during these 10 days of Ramadan. Now, one of the main aspects of Ramadan is that of reflecting on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being grateful for the many blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us by the means of His mercy. One of the benefits of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that He provides tasty food for us to break our fast, and among those blessings is that He gives us fruit and vegetables which are tasty, full of flavor, and sent from black soil which has no scent nor flavor. Subhanallah. Now, my guest joining me today is Apa Farhana Hadurani. Now, Apa Farhana is an alima and runs her own madrasa in Houghton. Apa has been running the madrasa for the past 6 years, alhamdulillah. She's also a brand ambassador for Covered Magazine, a published writer, and a motivational speaker as well. Apa, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and jazakallah khair for joining us.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah for having me.
But we are speaking about the first 10 days of Ramadan, which are known as the days where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us His mercy. Now, the first question for today, Apa, is the first 10 days of Ramadan of the month are known as the days of which bring the mercy of Allah. Can Apa please tell us how can we use these days to reflect on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Like you've just pointed out, that Islam is divided into three parts. And what this actually means is that the first 10 days of Ramadan is where, you know, Allah showers His mercy upon us. And we're going to just quickly elaborate on what that particular aspect entails. But quickly, we'll just quickly say what the second part of Ramadan entails, and that is forgiveness, and the last is that of safety. But we are concentrating on the mercy of Allah. So Ramadan is the month of, well, I think the entire month is, emulating the mercy of Allah throughout the month of Ramadan. But to concentrate on this here, we need to reflect upon the fact of you know, what is Allah's mercy upon us. And even through fasting, there's mercy in it. And a lot of people ask, like, how is that mercy? How is Allah showing us mercy by making us stay hungry and no drink and food and whatever? How is Allah showing us mercy is telling you, look at everything that I provide for you throughout the year, and even during the month of Ramadan. It's not like we are short of anything. Look at those that do not have, and look at that which you do have. So that is mercy as well, because Allah is making us aware, making us feel the plight of those that don't have. And inshallah, with that, you look at the mercy of Allah throughout in our lives with that which we do have. And we reflect on this also, through our ibadah, and we make lots of dua for forgiveness during the first 10 days of Ramadan. We try and seek the blessings of Allah as well. We should also try and display mercy in our actions, okay? By acts of sadaqah, doing for those that have less. Because like I said, again, Allah makes us fast, okay? It's for us to reflect on those that don't have. And that in turn should make us more merciful towards those that don't have, and in return do for those that don't have. Don't just reflect, but actually take action upon that feeling and help those that don't have by way of sadaqah, in whichever way that you can help others.
Okay, Apa, can you please tell us some of the ways we can earn the mercy of Allah in Ramadan?
So again, like I said, we've mentioned above, how do we seek the mercy of Allah through acts of ibadah, abadan, Quran, tilawat, nine, make a lot of dhikr, dua, helping the less fortunate, and adopting a more forgiving and generous attitude towards others as well. All of these things will definitely earn us the mercy of Allah, inshallah.
Ameen, Apa. Okay, Apa, my third question to you is, can you please give us some signs and example of us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favoring us. Because there are many times people might be thinking, you know what, I'm in a test. Allah is not showing me His mercy. Allah is testing me. So can Abba please give us some of the signs and examples of Allah favoring us with His mercy?
I think we know Allah is Ghafoor Rahim, and we know that Allah loves us more than our own parents do. Allah is more merciful towards us than our own parents are towards us. And that is quite an indication of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first sign that we have is that I feel, you know, as an ummah, the first time is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to lead this ummah. Okay? The best of men that has walked the face of this earth was chosen to lead us. Alhamdulillah. How merciful was Allah that He chose Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we know that he was the most, and we know that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was one of the most gentle human beings, that we can ever think of. And that he was the prophet that Allah chose for us to teach us and to impart us and to impart the kalam of Allah to us. Allah could have chosen anyone else. What if Allah chose a man that was, a tyrant that could have enforced Islam upon us with an iron fist? We know there were so many rulers that were like that implemented, their doctrines upon the people. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was nothing like this. Okay, Allah chose a man that was the most humblest, the most, the softest, the kindest, the most generous, everything, every good quality that you can think of, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. And he is our leader, our prophet. That for me was one of the greatest mercies that Allah showed this particular ummah of ours. The second mercy that Allah definitely bestowed us with is that of the Quran, the greatest gift to humanity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that this world is that of difficulty and trials. He knew that this world wasn't going to be easy. And so He sent the Quran not just to guide us to be proper human beings, as we know the sheer paganism that existed prior to the advent of Islam, right? But as a means of a consolation for our hearts, what is this? That ayat that now comes to mind, surely in reading the Quran, to hearts find contentment. Such a mercy of Allah that whatever it is that you are going through, we obviously have so many other avenues that we can turn to, but to find actual contentment, Allah says, turn to my kalam, Allah. Read the Quran. You will find ease. You will find blessings. And you'll know sometimes we're going through the most difficult times of our life. And although we'll talk to this person, we'll talk to that person, we'll seek therapy, we'll do whatever it is. But when we are actually sitting and connecting to Allah and talking to Allah or reading Quran, there is such a comfort in that. It's unexplainable. Right? That's another mercy that Allah has bestowed upon us. And last but not least, all the many concessions that we have with regards to our deen. Remember, it was Allah who reduced Salah from its original amount of 50 times to 5 times a day. And if we are ill, then Allah grants us concessions, how to read Salah if you are ill, how to fast if you are ill, not to fast if you are ill. There's so much of raham, there's so much of understanding with regards to our Sharia. A lot of people have this misconception that our Sharia is so difficult and it's such a difficult religion to force, to follow, whatever. But it really isn't. Everything, again, Allah is more merciful to us than our own parents. So even though we have this, our Islam that, prohibits us from all these things, it is only for our benefit. We look at other people that do not have deen, that do not have iman, they're quite lost. And although they may be allowed to do so many things, certainly there is no contentment, there is no guidance, there is no fulfillment in their lives. Islam has sent to us the biggest, greatest mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was this religion sent to us to give us purpose, to give us that guidance, to fulfill us on a more spiritual level.
Very true. May Allah grant us the understanding how much mercy He has upon us. Okay, Abba has mentioned this of the Quran being one of the signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us as mercy. And we know that, Ramadan is the month of the Quran. So Abba, how can we utilize our time this Ramadan to show our gratitude for this ni'mah?
See, Ramadan is most certainly the month of fasting, as well as that of the Quran. We need to make a more fervent effort on reciting it during Ramadan. Like, you know, interview earlier. You know, although Ramadan is the month of the Quran, let it not be such that Ramadan is the only month that we read Quran. So we need to make that very clear to the listeners. It's not the only time that we need to recite Quran. Quran is supposed to be recited every single day of our lives. But during the month of Ramadan, let us make a more fervent effort towards that recitation. Some of us, sadly, due to circumstances, our lives, and, you know, it's all excuses. But nonetheless, you know, a lot of us don't get time to read Quran tilawat on a daily basis. But during Ramadan, let us make that effort. Let us allow the nur of the Kalamullah to enter into our homes during this month and hearts, and leave its lasting impression in our lives by practicing upon it. A lot of people still struggle, you know, like I said, still struggle with this. So, and I often get asked, how can we make more time for the tilawat, and how can we, in Ramadan, how can we, you know, set aside time up? You know, they'll come to me, I struggle with my Quran, I'll do it 1-2 days, and after that, it's like, I'm too hungry, I'm too tired, I'm too busy, I'm too this. Right? Mm-hmm. So, yes, just some really easy practical steps that we can take. Firstly, you know, let us establish an intention. And intention is, remember, every intention that we make, whatever it is, it is a catalyst to implementation. Mm-hmm. As long as we are intending to do something, inshallah, with that intention, we will get a reward. But with that intention, we will find, and it will find it easier for us to implement it, right? To actually do it. But we need to keep renewing this intention as often as we possibly need. That will help us to remain steadfast on our tilawat. So this is where, you know, I'll do it 1-2 days, and then I'll get lazy. Because probably you're not renewing that intention. You're not going back to the drawing board and saying, Ramadan, and I made this intention that I'm going to read 1 page a day. I'm going to make my, you know, my Quran khatam. I'm going to do this, whatever it is. So we need to keep making that intention, renewing that. And if it needs you to do it every day, then do it every single day. Secondly, try not to feel overwhelmed by the amount of pages we see. Right? A lot of people say, I want to make a khatam. I want to do this. I want to do that. And open the Quran. It's like, oh, I'm going to read this. How am I going to do this? But don't look at it like that. Right? Let us take it 1 day at a time, but let us be consistent of the amount that we are reading. I think, you know, if we read, I think they say that if we read 5 pages of Quran 5 times a day in Ramadan, we will be able to make our Quran khatam. I stand corrected and I'm not too sure if you know better. But someone did advise me, and they said, try and read 5 pages after every salah, and inshallah you manage to complete your Quran khatam. So let us, that's one easy way. Think about it. 5 pages after every salah is quite achievable, you know, for a lot of us. But for some of us who struggle with Quran tilawat, let us set an amount that is quite, that is accept, that is, that, that one is able to do, right? You don't necessarily have to do 5 pages after every salah. Say, look, you know what, everyone knows what their days entail. Everyone is not living the same lives or whatever it is. So you look at the amount that you can do and think, you know what, this is what I'm going to do. I can manage 1 page, I can manage 2 pages, and stay consistent on it, right? And remember again, like we said, that whatever intention you are making to do in Ramadan, let it be such that the intention remains after Ramadan as well. And last but not least, let us plan our days accordingly, just like how we plan our menus and what we're going to eat for the day. Let us rather plan our days instead that how am I going to, I've made this intention of my Quran khatam for this month. I've made my intention of a page or 2 pages or whatever. I need to make time and I need to set time aside for me to do this particular action of mine. So very, very important for us to prioritize our time during the month of Ramadan, for us to enable us to make time for the tilawat that is really, really important with our fasting during the month of Ramadan.
Okay, Apa, my final question to you, and we are running out of the time, so if Apa could just a bit sum it up for us quickly. Apa, our theme for this Ramadan is on an attitude of gratitude. So Apa, can you please share with us briefly, what are you grateful for this Ramadan?
What am I personally grateful for? When I get to ask personal questions, I get a bit abrupt. But anyway, what we can possibly look at is what we all can be grateful for, inshallah. Maybe perhaps what I'm grateful for is, you know, again, what we should all be, you know, probably I speak for a lot of people out there. And you know, as I said, you know, we can never count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I feel like, you know, pinpointing certain things, it's like, you know, doing a disservice to all the ni'mas that Allah bestows upon us on a daily basis. But if there were a few points that I have to point out here is perhaps the fact that I have been given an opportunity to experience another Ramadan. Considering everything that has happened from last year in the amount of lives that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken, the amount of people that have returned to our Rabb, you know, Allah has given us another opportunity to experience another Ramadan, and, you know, for us to restock, reevaluate, to reassess, to just reflect on our lives, reflect where we're going wrong, what we can improve, what we can install, where can we just better ourselves as Muslims, as Muslimas. The second thing I would be grateful for is, possibly for the health of my closest and loved ones, you know, my parents, my children, my siblings, for everyone that I care about in my life. And then also, you know, grateful for the provisions. Yesterday I came across such a sad post on Facebook where mother says that it is a really sad theory because one of her children, who is not of the age of fasting, but insisted that she wanted to fast simply for the fact that she said it won't be difficult for her to fast because they don't have food anyway. The way that broke my heart to think that there are definitely families out there who are fasting on days on end without an elaborate iftar, without an elaborate suhoor that we, most of us, have in our homes. So grateful that, you know, for whatever we have, alhamdulillah, even if we don't have babies, even if we don't have, we have food that is sustaining us whilst there are people going on hungry days on end, children who are going on hungry days on end, and still making that time for Allah, still trying to please Allah amidst their struggles. So, you know, how comfortable are we that we're fasting, but we're still so comfortable. A lot of us are still so comfortable. We look at our shortfalls, we look at, we didn't do the same way. We focus so much on what we don't have, but we don't look at what we do have. And I think for me, this Ramadan, for me, is to just try and focus on all the ni'mat and all the bounties that we still have, that still makes us comfortable, that still, you know, enables us to fast with strength and not feeling that, you know what, I don't know, like I'm going to die if I eat because I don't have A, B, C. Alhamdulillah, none of us are going to die when fasting. But there are people who are out there who are really, really struggling. Alhamdulillah again for all of those ni'mat.
Alhamdulillah, jazakallah khair for sharing that with us, Hafa. And we hope that a lot of us can take lessons from that, inshallah, as well.
Ameen, inshallah.
Hafa, okay, we're going to end it off here now. Jazakallah khair for availing your time for us, and we look forward to speaking to Hafa again in future.
Inshallah. Jazakallah for having me.
Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Hafa.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi.
Okay, gee, that was Hafa Farhana. And I am also going to end of the program quickly, but before that, let's go to our last segment for the show, and that is I Am Grateful For. Now, dear listeners, gratitude is a way of thinking and an attitude towards life that deactivates many negative emotions of our nerves, such as lowest self-esteem, jealousy, greed, hate, stress, laziness, and arrogance. Gratitude peels off the rotting layers of these negative emotions and cleans up our souls. Now, introducing this segment for this month, and I'll be sharing this segment every week on Tuesday, where I will be speaking about a few things that I am grateful for, in hopes that it inspires others to be grateful for many things that we don't really show gratitude for. Now, what I am grateful for today is the right that I have been given as a South African Muslim, and this is only through the fadl of Allah and the bounty of Allah that we are discussing, and we are discussing finding gratitude in the mercy of Allah. And this is one of those mercies that Allah has bestowed upon me, that I have the right of practicing my religion freely, the right of wearing my hijab, whereas in France sometimes there has been a ban or a restriction on the hijab, the right of hearing the adhan in my area, and also I am grateful and alhamdulillah for the right of identifying myself as a South African Muslim. Remember, dear listeners, gratitude is a mindset, an attitude, and a choice of lifestyle you can make every single day. Now, that's it from me today, and this is where I will sign off today's program. Until next week, Tuesday, inshallah, from me, Hajira Muzobe, ma'assalam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.